Good evening, everyone. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you are listening to Paradigm Shifters. But the paradigm shifters that we have this week are you. I want this to be a call-in show. I don't know how many of you feel this. I'm an intuitive and an energy counselor, and I love looking into situations. I love to look at what people are going through that blocks them, where we feel kind of tied up by life's experiences. I love to check all that out. But what's happening on the planet? And it's really, really intense these days. That there's a burbling ferment, there's turmoil, million miles an hour all over this world. And it's really, you know, we were always told that, especially in metaphysics, that everything you see is an illusion. And I often, in my cheeky Gemini way, go, yeah, I get that. And then I go, what exactly does that mean? And so what I'm sort of chuckling at right now is that in this turmoil and this burbling kind of chaos and anxiety that's going on all over the planet, we are being fed media stuff, for example, that is just exacerbating or brightening up our anger, our fear of one another, the destabilizing of any of the governments, American democracy, which doesn't exist anymore. All of that kind of stuff is just being bubbled and bubbled and bubbled away. And we know the illusion behind it, in a way, is some kind of power structure that is kind of running around the world and is kind of, I want to say holding it together, but it's maybe not that. It's keeping this the power away from individuals. We're getting a global economic thing that is reducing people's income and quality of life around a lot of the world, not every part. Certainly it's happening in America. We're having a lot of people be very, 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 very wealthy, whilst companies that are making huge amounts of profit for their CEOs and so on are hardly paying their people anything at all. We're hearing through the media that we have full employment in this country. Is that ever hilarious? Because a lot of the employment is people making very little money, scrapping to have two or three jobs. So yeah, they're employed, but they can barely eke out a living, whilst the CEOs, in many situations, I'm sure not all of them, are making like gargantuan money, way beyond anything they've ever expected before. And the media is saying things in such strange ways, like, we have full employment. Isn't that remarkable? I always burst out laughing and going, are you kidding? People have to work their tushies off just to make ends meet. They raised the minimum wage. I'm going to rant a little bit here. And the reason I'm jumping around like this is because all over the world, things are happening really, really, really fast. You're getting more media than you can barely stand. A lot of us are. And you're not even sure which part to believe. And I'm watching deep down inside and going, watch for the deception that's going on. What are they telling us? What are they saying? For example, the full employment, which we know is hardly full employment when you work your tushy off and you can barely put dinner on the table for your kids, right? It's not funny that we can raise our minimum wage to $15 an hour and then the guys who rent the apartments raise the apartment rates so that the people who get now $15 an hour have their rents raised just beyond their reach. And it's sort of, this is like Les Miserables or many other times in the history of mankind where democratic life was way beyond realms or the ken of many, many of the people. And it's happening really fast. And the illusion part is that there's some kind of, and I note this intuitively, even though I don't know exactly what it is a lot of the time, but you know that there's a power structure, there's a money grab going on, and it's going on around the world. It's locking in the way economy is used around the world. So it seems so difficult to know what's true. But any of you who are intuitive, any of you who are really empathic, any of you who can really feel things can feel that gridlock that's underneath, that there's some incredible commerce going on way underneath your realms of being able to put your hands on it and mine. And it's keeping a system going and grabbing the whole, I would say, the world. There's some sort of grab, some sort of corporatocracy that wants to run the whole world. So I'm saying today, let's interrupt it. What do you think of that? That was a really long preamble, but I want us to talk about things like healthcare. I want us to talk about things like in the health industry, because of this huge kind of global thing and because of the internet and so on and ways of reaching billions of people at a time, we have created poison. Some of them are good pharmaceuticals that create incredible addictions, right? And we're also raising the cost of those things because people become very, very dependent on these different pharmaceuticals. I'm sure a lot of you know it. And they become farther and farther stretched, so you can barely reach the need that you have for them. And they also have been creating distortions. A lot of the pharmaceuticals originated, or not a lot of them, but surely some of them, from herbs from way back when, you know, ancient herbs that we knew what to do with. And they've taken them, they've improved them, they've standardized them, they've made them, in quotes, better. And what they've done is really made them undigestible. Because what they've put in to stabilize them or to regulate them is something you and I can't really digest, right? So we end up having side effects. Has anybody ever watched TV and seen drug commercials? How many side effects are there? It's really, really remarkable. So I wanted to talk tonight, and I wanted you to call in. I really want to talk about the ways there are very, very exciting innovations going on the planet. And there's some huge, huge control issues going on our planet. And one of the biggest difficulties is knowing how to see through the facade, to see through the illusion, and know where the truth for you actually runs. For a lot of people are learning these days to use alternative healing tools using their own kind of herbs and things and some very organic stuff because we know better. Why do we know better? Because we're learning, because we're seeing through the illusion. Because if you get trapped by the other stuff, whoop, you're trapped. Then we've got, so I want to say to you, I'd love you to call in. I have put some calls out for people to call this show. I'd love to talk about what's going on over in, about the Jerusalem situation, the Israelis and the Palestinians. And a lot of that is being jiggled around and controlled by people who want to exacerbate a tense situation and really have some kind of war going. There's a fight for that, isn't there? And then someone was telling me a little while ago that over there in North Korea, where they're saying finally there's going to be some peaceful discussions with Mr. Trump and the North. Oh, goody. I'll take the call. I'll say this one line and then I'm going to be on the air. The Mr. Trump. And then one of the big deals is America's finally getting their banks to North Korea. So it's not any kind of altruism. It's, what do you call it, dominance through the financial, through the capitalist banking business. And we know a little bit about banks. And I'm so glad I have a caller because I'm ranting here and I want to hear what you have to rant about. Welcome to Paradigm Shifters.
Hello.
Hi. Who have I got? Hi.
This is Marie.
Hi, Marie. How are you doing tonight? Yeah, I can.
I'm doing good. I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to ask about, have you seen the new Childish Gambino music video, This is America?
No. No. What is it? Tell me again. What is it called, Travis?
It's called the music video. The song is called This is America. It's Donald Glover. He's like an actor. He's a performer. He's an artist.
Okay.
And it's getting like a lot of buzz with like politically and just with like human rights and just different things like that, people are asking him to, a lot of people want him to dissect the music video because he has all this symbolism and he does this, it's almost like this dance meditation in through, and it's like, it's abstract and people are like being enlightened by it and there, some people are confused by it. But I just wanted to ask you, what do you think the artist, like the artist's role is, like telling these stories and making music through art? Because I feel like some people don't want to listen to politics, like they don't, they kind of shut it off or like, it's just overwhelming for some people. But there's just something with art, like there's humor and there's music and everybody loves, like most people like art, like they like music and they like, you know, stories, but just learning through, like, what do you think that's like an important part? And do you think like,
I feel like this is brilliant. Marie, you're brilliant. Sorry, go ahead. Keep going.
Well, just the, like, this is artists, like artists telling stories to help people understand. And that's something that this video has done. And something I've noticed with other artists since like Trump has become president, with comedians or just different things like that, they're really standing up and they're being political. And a lot of people who don't, like, I feel like if they don't agree with the artist, they're like, oh, you're just a, you're an artist, like make your music, don't open your mouth about politics and this and that. But I don't know, I just wanted to ask you, what do you think about like artists making music and literature or whatever just to change the world? Like,
I think it is brilliant. I'm so glad you brought that. I would go back to the 60s. I go, something's happening here. That was a big, those big messages in a lot of those 60s music. And I haven't heard this guy. Is it Donald Glover?
Yes, it's Donald Glover.
Okay.
I can send
and
you.
And it's called This, This Is America. You know what I think that's really wonderful about music? I haven't heard this guy, but the thing is when you get pictures and you get metaphors and that sort of thing, it really goes into people. People could digest it, whereas this ranting that I was doing for starters, but that we hear so much, it's really hard to digest. It's a lot of like, you know, when we see people in art being oppressed or being enslaved, it really touches people deeply, does it not? Or we see animals being destroyed. No, I think it's a wonderful call. I'm so grateful that you called and said that. I'd love to get other people's feedback on that as well. Can you think of any other, before I say goodbye to you, is there any other ones that you can recommend? Because I'll certainly see that as soon as I can. Is it visual or is audio?
It's very visual, and I know that you do like a group, you do a group meditation, like an online meditation, and
yes.
I know that you're very into meditation and stuff, and it's like something that I noticed is I feel like right when I first watched the video, it was almost like he was doing a dance meditation. Not exactly that. I would like you to see the video, and then we could talk about it too more, but like yeah, it's almost like, because it's not very, it's like non-linear and it's like meditation. It's just, yeah.
So tell me this,
I feel like
when you watch it, do you feel like you've gone behind the scenes? Do you know what I mean by it? Is going into the illusion? Do you feel like you can see the deception in life and then go into something that's more meaningful? Yeah.
And I think that's why I call it dance meditation, but that's, not, I don't know if that's what the artist calls it or what he thinks I don't know what he's doing exactly. And something that's really funny, because everybody wants to analyze this music video right now, is the artist himself, isn't talking about it. He's not explaining it. And it's kind of cool because it's really making people think, and it's just really interesting.
Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight was communications. And how differently they are being done these days. So you just came right on and said that. Communication from art is often deeper and more multidimensional than other kinds of communication, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Have a good
night. Okay.
Bye.
And you too. Thanks, Marie. Wow, that was a good call. So here I was ranting about health, and I'm going to go on ranting about, for example, education. We're some of the worst educated kids in the world, and my question is there a reason for that? Is it because they don't want the kids to be so smart? They'll argue with the way the power structure is. Is that what it is? Because we really have almost no, there's almost no excuse for the way our education system is downgraded and downplayed, unless you pay a fortune for Harvard and those other very expensive places. There's no excuse at all. But what's interesting about Marie's call is when we talk about communication and education and so on, online, a lot of kids are making choices to learn a tremendous amount on their own through the internet. Aren't they? We're getting classes and courses, and some kids are actually, and I know a couple of young men, for example, who were bored with high school physics, so they studied online and became just brilliant in physics, and they're very up to date on it. And they did that because they've gotten their degrees since then, but they did that because they could do it, and nobody's holding them back. Nobody's waiting for them to go in the system that is relied upon. And I think what reminds me of, wait a minute, there's another point here. See, I have many, many points, and I want you to call in. Maybe somebody else will call in, 888-627-6008. One of the things that we're seeing lately is Elon Musk, who he was part of starting PayPal, I believe. But in any case, what he's doing is he wanted to send rockets off and take a colony off to Mars. And so they said, you can't do that. And he did. He shot past Boeing and other kinds of industries that are very, very expensive. He used recycled material. And he's shooting off rockets, and he's signing people up to take space rides on his incredible vehicle lately. And several people say, wow, he's not playing for the good of the group. He's not helping humanity. But you know something? He's helping me, for example, to realize he's kind of the epitome of realizing that if you really have some, and I know a lot of you who are listening to this, have some brilliant ideas on how else to do things, he's just doing it. And it's really booting some of us up to go, wait a minute, for example, in the health system and the pharmaceuticals and all that, it's booting a lot of us up to say, you know, we can do amazing healing work together. We can do a lot about organic farming. We can do a lot of alternative stuff that is becoming very potent and very powerful. See what I mean? Like sometimes the drive that comes from this kind of squeeze is so great that we become more and more innovative. Let's take a look at, and I like Elon Musk not because he's my only hero, but because he inspires me to say, huh, he shot past Boeing, didn't he? And other big industrial companies that usually have a monopoly. Here's the point, the monopolies. We've got here also 3D printers. 3D printers are really amazing because did you see online there are people printing, for example, houses on a 3D printer. Isn't that unfathomable? We have this time of really tight housing squeezes for a number of reasons, some of which is because of the greed and the fact that a lot of it is out of our reach financially, or a lot of people's reach financially, especially as incomes are dropped back down. But isn't it fascinating to think that if you can print your house on a 3D printer and put it together, that changes the whole scene, doesn't it? People start to make their own. And then those two guys who in their garage, they were about 19 years old, with their 3D printer, built some prosthetic arms or false arms for kids who needed prostheses. I don't know why I'm having a hard time. Prosthetics. And they built ones that are designed to suit the nature of the child. So some of them are hot pink and turquoise and all that, and they have different functions, and they can do a whole lot of different things. But these guys were building them in their garage, and they're quite cheap, guess what? And they're very functional, and these kids can use them. And other things, that I heard that 3D printers are able to create crowns for our teeth. And I'm not really sure what the parameters of all that are. Obviously, they have to be carefully measured. But stuff that's prohibitively expensive for the average person, and getting more so, are now being able to be created in your own hands. I mean, wow, this is really an amazing time on the planet. It's terrible. A lot of turmoil, a lot of greed and so on. But on the other hand, if you've got some ability to innovate, if you've got the ability to create, or if you've got the mind, you know, your kind of mind gets frustrated with what is, and then you start getting flashes of insight on what it is you'd rather do or what you can do. This is a very interesting time for a lot of people. Now, I'm so grateful that you've called in, Shamiz. We're going to take a little break and talk to Shamiz. Hi, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
I think it's a pretty interesting subject, frankly. Don't you?
Yes. What I wanted to say was that this whole blockchain technology is going to transform things in a way that I can't even put into words. But for example, they were talking about getting organic vegetables on the blockchain, and the blockchain tracks every step of the way with the organic vegetables. So we know they're actually the organic vegetables, and we know where they came from. And there isn't middleman taking money and shady stuff happening, and they're going to get blockchain on voting, like for different countries. They're going to be using that. I think Brazil is going to use Ethereum for voting. So it's going to be a truth teller. And
can you explain exactly what blockchain is? Because I'm a little bit vague about how it can go from voting to organic vegetables. Can you?
It's really hard for me to explain. But there was an HBO special, and he was joking about what blockchain is. And he was saying that it's like a chicken that got turned into chicken nuggets. And you can't put the chicken back together, which is kind of a gross analogy. But basically, there are all these different computers communicating with each other, and it's all this different programming. And let's say you use blockchain technology in an escrow, and all the information is put into the system, and the blockchain is checking every single detail, and it just runs right through it. And so you can put these different businesses on blockchain, like accounting, real estate, tracking where you get the organic vegetables and where they're going and who's getting what cut and how it's happening. And so I think a couple wonderful things are going to come from it. One, we're going to know all of these details, and what was the other one? Oh, possibly things may not cost as much because we don't have to pay people in between all these different steps. There's technology that is taking care of that. And one may say, well, that's going to take jobs away. Well, maybe it's taking jobs away from the little details of things, but it's opening up our energy to possibly be in jobs that are helping each other, and we're more one-on-one with each other. Or maybe we're not working 40 hours a week. We're working 20 hours a week, and that becomes the norm, and we're spending more time with each other, and our health is better, and they're not keeping us so busy that we can't even see straight, and we can't, you know, we're not healthy enough, so then we're taking all these drugs that they want us to take, so we're not thinking clearly, because if we think clearly, we'll realize we're being taken for a big ride.
I think this is very good. I'll have to study more about blockchain. Some other people might know as well. But good for you. This is really good. So you're saying also that in this kind of system, there's less there's less room for mistake or less room for illusion, or you know what I mean, people steering us the wrong way, right?
Or like what Wells Fargo is going to right now with the fraud that happened. If we have our finances on blockchain, there isn't some shady fee getting added in a weird way without us understanding. It's two people peer-to-peer handling their money. That's the way I understand it. And I wanted to say something about the music video or the art and the messaging. I think that when we're getting information in a way that moves us emotionally, we can actually take it on more and understand it. But when we're getting information that's fed to us, that's freezing us by fear, then we just get locked in and we want to look the other way and we want to just go to something that's like sexy or distracting instead of watching a video that actually can make our emotions move in ways that we feel heartfelt about.
I love that. You're very much a contributor. Thank you so much for calling in tonight, Shamiz. Thank you so much. All right.
Bye.
Bye. And so I wanted to mention something else. Comey, who was in the FBI, he, like a lot of us, and he was talking in a way that he seemed like a real person, you know, not just somebody who's way out there and way more important than the rest of us. But when he was talking about what's been going on, for example, Trump and the dissolution of everything in our government, you know, the Constitution, I mean, he's just breaking things down. And Comey said something you want and I want. It's a disaster, but it's an opportunity. And the opportunity in the dissolution is that you and I, think of Shamiz's call or Bree's call, you and I have the opportunity to create a new world. And as Shamiz put it, a lot of us are really concerned with being able to be more self-loving in order to love others, be loving, love animals, love Mother Earth, all of that kind of stuff. Well, you can't when you're on that darn hamster's wheel and you're just moving your tushy really as fast as you can just to make ends meet and not even doing that very well. And everybody's always afraid. And everywhere you go, the media is hammering you because they're paid to use their words in such a way so you and I will feel afraid. So I love this possibility of seeing the disaster and dissolution of those systems right before our very eyes, so that you have the opportunity along with others to create a new world. And as we talked about it, you know, it's interesting because in the terrible education that the systems are in lots of places in this country, we have access to education materials. Oh, probably they're going to be blockchain. I don't really understand it well enough yet to talk about that. But we have access as individuals to really wonderful educational material. Also, if you and I are calm and loving and really, you know, taking care of who we are and enjoying one another and having experiences with our family and less of the drug opioid addictions and all those other things, we're going to feel so much more about what's true. We're going to feel so much more empathy for different kinds of people in different parts of the world. We're going to feel the presence of animals and plants in a different way. Oh boy, we could actually evolve. What do you think of that? So let's call in and talk about what you're thinking about with the world and the turmoil that's going on. 1-888-627-6008. Again, you're listening to Paradigm Shifters. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I've been doing this show for many years, but we haven't normally done a show like this. We're usually talking to individuals or interviewing people who are on the cutting edge somehow or another. But you'll notice this show is about you and I being on the cutting edge. So let's talk about what difference can you make? This is another very interesting component these days. It's so overwhelming, and we are so blasted with all this information. And one of the things that makes me just freeze, is that word that Shamise used, is polls. They have polls on this and that. Who's going to win in November? Polls have been going on, polls and polls. And I knew way back that those polls lead our thinking. They don't give us the opportunity to assess what's going on. They tell us how it's going to go. And if you look at all of that, there's an awful lot going on that is taking your brain and putting it in a kind of a track, right? It doesn't give you critical thinking is a very, very important part of a democracy. This is not a democracy. But you and I know that having critical thinking is going to help bring things to a much greater win-win for you. Now, what was that? All right, so let's go back into, I was looking at, well, I just talked about Comey, and Comey was talking at the end of his big talk about creating a new world, and that's what you and I want to do. So what can you do about stuff? Well, let's look at energy. Let's look at the way we have, how we have empowered ourselves, right? So the media can empower its words and the way we receive it through fear, right? Look at how many movies we have on murders, fear-based crimes that give us that juice, that'll give us a real rush of sensation. That's what. Oh, thank you so much, Misha. I'll be right there in a minute. But that's how we power our opinions out in the world, isn't it? I mean, it's really kind of strange. So we're going to talk about energy and power and that kind of thing after we speak with Misha. Misha, welcome. Hello? Are you there?
Oh, hi. Hi, Veronica.
Hi. Hi. How are you today?
Hi.
I'm good.
Good. What subject are you talking to? I am nervous.
Oh, you can be nervous. It's okay, because we're talking about power, and that's a thing we have to get through, our nervousness to be powerful. And you're powerful. I know it. what we're talking about is, did you ask me what we're talking about? Because we're talking about taking charge in the middle of all this turmoil and having our heads led this way and that by marketing and by media and so on. How can we empower ourselves and really make deeper decisions that are good for the whole world? That's what we're talking about. But you can talk about anything you want about what's going on the planet right now.
Yeah, I would really like to take my attention and the world attention to Israel and Palestinians. You know, I would really like to tell both of the countries that, look, we've been doing this war thing for the longest time. Who is suffering? We both, and our children are, and the mothers are, and the grandfathers are. What do you think we're doing to the earth? What are we doing to the sky? What are we doing? What are we fighting for? Are we fighting for the land so we can live happily and look on the other side and be like, wow, look at those silly people? No, we need to hug each other. We need to love each other. That's what the world needs right now, needs love. Love.
Absolutely right. Yeah. So how do we do that?
Yeah. We do that by smiling at each other, by listening to each other, by hugging each other, and, you know, letting the politics, letting the higher people know, like, you don't matter. I matter. This is my land. This is our land. We're going to work together. We're going to help each other, you know. One has suffered and come and become a beautiful person. Look how beautiful Jewish people are. I wish they would look within and say, I want that for those Palestinian people. And even if they give that little bit shine and light to those people, we will be a happy world. We will be. Like, I came from India. I came from India, got married, and came here. And I love the people of America, how they helped me, how they nourished me, my neighbors. And today, look at me. I'm talking on the radio, begging people to please open up your heart and your arms and hug each other, you know. Forgive and forget, you know.
And have you ever had to encounter situations where you had to step over that? Were you afraid of people or any of that kind of thing?
Oh, yes. I was very, very afraid after 9/11. But what I did, I was not wearing hijab. But that gave me a wake-up call. Like, I need to not hear this. I need to let people know the religions are discipline of life. They're teaching us to be good people. They're teaching us to behave well. So I wore it, and I went out, and I gave my hijab a respect, my religion a respect, and I started hugging people, laughing at people, showing peace signs, and I would talk to people, explain to them. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Misha, and you're very brave. Some people don't have the courage. You know that.
Yeah. So from that day till today, I'm still doing it. I'm still doing it, and I feel good. That's why I could so strongly say it to the world, like, please, please open your heart. Nobody's bad inside or outside. It's the route we take. It's the decision we make. Think about tomorrow. You know, if you have a two slice of bread, give it one to homeless and see when he smiles at you. That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
I love
thing.
That. What a message. What a wonderful message. And thank do you have you. Anything else thank to say? What about what do you say about communication and the arts of communication these days with all of these cell phones and computers? Do you think it's helping us?
I think people, it is, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think so, because I feel, you know, that people are looking at it and saying, okay. And then after a while, it's gone down and then nobody cares about it. We really need to look at that thing and really feel it. Like, I feel it when I read about what is going on. I cried a lot today. And not only just for Palestinian people, I cried for Israeli people. Like, please wake up, both of y'all wake up, because y'all have been there. Don't do the same thing to these people. Give them a hand. Lift them up, you know. Lift them up.
I like that.
Same thing. Yeah.
I had an experience many years ago, and I was living in Tel Aviv, and there was a Lebanese massacre was going on, not in Tel Aviv, but just beyond it. And I was a girl from Canada. I looked around. It was beyond me to understand being almost in a war zone. But you know what I saw, Misha? I saw two older ladies, probably my age now, but in any case, they were sitting in the square. And one was Israeli and one was Arab, and they were sitting and hugging each other and rocking and saying, we just want peace. We just want our children home. We just want peace. And I didn't have the courage to take a picture because it would have been invasive, you know, but I'll never forget that.
Yeah. And I wish that comes through to tomorrow, you know, really. We don't have time, because we don't know how much time we have. Just like with Mexican, they're sending them back. You know what their life is going to be there. Why do we need walls? Why do we need walls? You know, so there are a lot of things that people are like, I think the attention, the politics is taking the attention away from us for what they're doing bad, so we can be watching this. That's why I do not like internet and all this, because they're always talking about one thing, when we should be paying attention to what is really happening in the bank, happening in the community. Yeah, what is happening in the community? What is happening with my child? Where is he? You know? So this is,
And looking after one another.
Yes, you know, absolutely,
I thank you so much for calling in, even though you were a little bit afraid. I mean, you did a great job.
Thank you.
And it supports other people, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It just frees you. It feels like I could do it. I hope I make a difference. Even one person or one family hug each other today, I'll be so thankful to God. You know. Well, in the end, we all are human beings, and we need to have some humanity in us. You know.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Well, good for you
Thank
for
you spread, so
spreading such love, and much love to you. Thank you for your call.
Thank you so much. Peace.
Peace for you. Peace for the world, right?
Yes, peace for the world. We can make a difference in the world. So peace to the world, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I really enjoyed that. So that
Thank
was
you.
Misha. And others, please call in and say how you're dealing with these huge rapid changes at this time, and also the feeling that I'm talking about, that we're being deluded, or we're being led, or we're being... thank you. We have another caller. I just want to say that my feeling is that we're being marketed in such a way that we forget what Misha was talking about, which is essentially the love of life and looking after. And we need to find our space to do that again. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and we have a new caller. Hello, hello.
Hey, Ronnie, it's me. It's Nadia.
Hi, Nadia. How are you today?
Hi. I'm good. I had to call in today because I'm part of everything and everything's part of me, and we're all affected by what's going on, and certainly what's going on in your country, even though, you know, I'm in Canada. Sometimes when I get really rattled, a friend of mine says, well, just remember, you're not in America, so feel lucky. But what happens to you happens to us too in Canada, and it's like a roller coaster ride. It's like a really scary spy novel, and we just can't look away sometimes. We can't look away. It's just what's going to happen next, and yet we have to look away on a regular basis to catch our breath and get quiet our mind and get in touch with our heart again, so that we're not just reacting to all of the stressors that are seemingly coming at us. And I just want you to know, I started teaching again. I did an intro to Inner Peace for Busy People, Attitudinal Healing.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
Yeah, on Saturday. And the reason, and thank you for encouraging me to do that. And the reason why I did it, well, a whole bunch of reasons, but the big one right now is people are so stressed. And I thought, I have some things that I figure everybody knows, but as I talk about attitudinal healing and quieting the mind and steadying the heart and having a rudder on our boats from inside, I thought, I know people are telling me, no, everybody doesn't know what I know. So I thought, I want to be part of the solution. So it's time to come pry myself like a barnacle off the rock.
I'm so pleased, Nadia. I'm so pleased you're doing that.
Me too. And of course, I was a bit of a wreck not having done this for a couple of years now. But as I was preparing, and I always learn so much from the courses I do, as I was preparing, I was saying, and my mind was so busy because I'm listening to the news and I'm going, oh my God, what are we going to do now? And literally I was saying to myself, how could I possibly quiet my mind when everything is coming at me so fast? And then I caught myself believing a stupid thought. And so one of the things I say in my classes is, don't believe every stupid thought you think. You know, like, oh my God, we're all going to die, the world is... So I caught myself realizing the thought I said was, how can I calm my mind when everything is coming at me so fast? And I thought, is everything coming at me? No, I'm standing here. I'm okay. I'm safe. I'm in my house or I'm on my walk. What's happening is that the news is out there, and it's out there. It's like clouds flowing by. It's not coming at me. That's like a victim position. It's not coming at me unless I get drawn into it and hooked by it and listen to it. So
I think you're absolutely right.
It's not coming at us. It feels like it. But that would be like we're innocent victims and we can't help it. So we, you know, turn off the news more. Maybe listen a little bit each day to keep up. Find a couple of good informative sites just for for your information, there's one that I found really helpful on YouTube. It's called Resistance Live. And it's a woman lawyer who's, she's been a prosecutor in New York, and I'm not sure if she's in L.A. or in New York. I think she goes back and forth. And she brings, she comes up with up-to-date synopses of what, synopses, you're having trouble with the word, I'm trying, of what to pay attention to today and how to make a difference. And it's like factual. This is how impeachment happens. This is what this means. This is what this judge is doing. And it's like, okay, got my, so in 15 or 20 minutes, that's all the news I need for today.
That's Resistance Live. That sounds good. Yeah.
Resistance Live. Yeah. It's a woman lawyer. She's lovely. She's a mom. She's of this beautiful dog that she, anyway, I can't remember her name at the moment, but Resistance Live on YouTube.
That's okay.
Excellent. I've limited the amount of news I was consuming, and I just get like a summary. And then what I listen to more, because it makes such a difference, good music, Jack Kornfield, mindfulness stuff, and focus on my doing my courses again, and listening to beautiful music, doing things for people that's loving. And so out of all of this, what I just want to say is, you know, we all need self-calming skills. We all need techniques. And I find that the best way to calm our minds is to stop what we're doing. Stop, sit quietly, close our eyes, if even just for a few moments, and focus into our hearts. Just put our hands on our hearts and close our eyes and just focus in there. When you don't know what to do, just focus on love.
I love that. That's great. Well, Misha was really big into that as well. I think we all are.
Yeah.
But it's good that you expressed it. I'm also fascinated by not only your work, but a number of different approaches. Well, I was talking about pharmaceuticals, and I think a lot of us have noticed that instead of doing the pharmaceuticals, we can focus and shift some huge health problems in our own body mind. We are the pharmacy most of the time. We can be anyway.
So. And certainly meditation, calming the mind, it sends out a whole different stream of our natural pharmacy, a whole different stream of chemicals through our system. And so does, of course, exercise and walking in nature. And we produce these chemicals naturally, you know, natural Valium, natural endorphins, good stuff.
Yeah, because I'm always fascinated about the fact that we're so limited a lot of the time, but we are unlimitable. We just have to tap into those resources to really help free ourselves into being unlimitable, don't we, Nadia?
We do. We forget who we are. We get, you know, the voices of fear are so loud, and the voices of love seem much less loud, but they're more powerful.
I love this. I love your call. I appreciate it so much. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad that you're
doing
this. You'll see you soon, my daughter and I.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, come visit. I'd love to see you. Take care. Thanks for your call.
You.
All right.
Bye.
So bye. That was Nadia, and she's right. Attitudinal healing is a great way to go, and also a lot of our inner work, because what we were talking about here is we're marketed through fear and through sensation to participate in the thinking that keeps this turmoil going against groups of people all over the world, even the turmoil that goes against the love of nature all over the world. And it is dropping inside of ourselves where we really begin to get the centering and the empowering to send out different messages. I love it when we think, if you can empower your radiance, if you can empower yourself from the inside out, everywhere you go, you're a contributor. And I really want us all feel that we have the capacity to contribute to the transformation, or as Comey talked about, is creating the new world amongst all these issues of dissolution. I want to say one other thing. For example, we've got energy. Energy is one of the subjects I had written down. But we have found out how many rapid ways there are to shift our ways of getting energy to empower our worlds. And using the sun, the solar energy, is becoming a huge thing all over the world. And these are the kinds of things that you and I, or even calling in free energy from the universes, you and I have the capacity to bring forward. And I can't do this 100%, so don't follow me quite yet. I'm going to learn more about it. But we can bring in free energy. We can use the energy of our hands. We can draw energy through our body, mind, to make all kinds of healing happen. But you see, we have the capacity to innovate different ways of empowering our personality, our lives, our family, our food. You know, that's another intriguing thing, is our diet, what we eat, just like what we think, has been perverted by greed, really, by chemicals and so on. Another friend and I were talking today, and he's a Qigong wizard and cranial sacral and chiropractic and so on and so forth. And we were talking about the etymology of food and how, and societies through the last few hundred years anyway, or even longer, I think we were talking about how there are diseases like pellagra, okay, that was a terrible disease. It put people in institutions. It was awful. And all it was a B3 deficiency. And the reason it existed is because of how they stored the dried corn and so on. And they knew for well over 100 years that that was the problem for this disease. You know, they have, like I said, they had institutions where they put people in the institution. They would lose all their skin and they'd go mad, and it was a terribly painful illness. But they actually knew what the source was of that way of storing corn and so on, and they dumped it on institutions like and it's wherever people, poor people, and orphans and so on lived in these different places. They dumped it in those organized, supposedly safe houses and so on. And people got terribly, terribly ill until some very tough people came in and said, wait a minute, this is not okay, right? But they changed that whole thing. The disease is gone, unless you're totally B3 deficient, which is probably unlikely these days. And as far as energy goes, you can do solar panels. You can do so many different ways of energizing your life and creating energy. I get so excited about some of this stuff. And yet there are so many, like if you look at cars and oil and that kind of thing, there's a lot of bloodshed on the fact we're trying to run our lives without oil, without oil wells and all that sort of thing. There's huge, huge investments in oil. Oil is a very wealthy product. And yet it's killing the planet, and we have so many our hands and my hands in our mind and in our innovation capacities. So we have these battles going on all the time, but I'm learning more and more that we can step forward and become a part of changing the topography of the land, changing how we do things, just because, like those guys, those 19-year-olds who started doing 3D printer prostheses in their garage, you know, just because the machinery we've got, just because the brain power, even though the education hasn't been so hot here, people have access to the internet, and they also have the, I would call it the evolution of our species, the waking up of potential in ourselves, partly because of that unique overload of information that has come through the internet and through self-styled learning or learning of all kinds. And we're evolving as a species. We're energy beings first and foremost. We become physical after. And I keep saying in my meditations and so on that as an energy being, we have full capacity to recognize and involve ourselves with some of the new energies that are coming down through the universes and coming down potentially through your body mind and helping raise the potential in your body mind. I get so excited about a lot of that. So it's just about time for me to say goodbye to you. And I'd love it if you'd be in touch, veronicaentwistle.com. Love to hear from you. We're doing some wonderful group meditations these days online. And if you wanted to sign up, you can do that, veronicaentwistle.com. And I'd love to hear you and talk to you on this radio show, perhaps next week at 8 o'clock here on BBS Radio. And let's talk about empowering your unlimitability and moving the paradigms of our thought that keep us confined. This is Paradigm Shifters, and I'm Veronica Entwistle. And thank you so much for listening tonight. And thanks so much to the callers who participated and contributed. Good night.